tell you the truth, I have watched some TikTok videos. My daughter seems to like TikTok a lot. So did Ivy until she learned the Chinese might be watching, at which point TikTok was removed from all of her devices. I don't know if I ever had it. If I did, it's not there now. That would have been cleansed and deep cleaned because the U.S. government says TikTok is collecting information on you and I and everyone and sending it to the Chinese Communist Party. That being the folks in charge of China. They want all the information they can have about you and anybody else. Joining me now is Adam Ruzeri, Chief Marketing Officer with Agency Partner Interactive. Adam, welcome to the program.
Good morning, sir. Pleasure to be here.
As a result of all of this, TikTok is now in talks with Microsoft. It appeared that that had stopped, and then the Microsoft and some other folks spoke with the president. It's now back on. It's now back on, and they're talking, looking for a deadline of the 15th of September to get something put together. What do you make of it? Where are we in this conversation?
You know, I think I've never seen quite the speed and the seriousness behind their discussions towards buying TikTok. As we have since, I guess, starting this Saturday, really, truly, I believe that we are going to see Microsoft make a play towards TikTok. The reality is that Microsoft's been trying to get into the social media game in a much stronger way than they have historically. You know, their biggest win with social media, I guess you could say, is LinkedIn. They have several failed experiences around it, but they're looking to this play as kind of a way to better get in touch with consumers that are at that Gen Z level. And ultimately, they want to use all that user data to drive their research around new software and new hardware. So this really has a lot of value for Satya Nadella over at Microsoft. And frankly, I think TikTok's been kind of in a rough spot. You know, as a Beijing company, they really are looking at this as kind of like a last revenue grab, to be very honest. There's really just very little future for TikTok in this country unless their ownership changes.
Right, because they will be eliminated. They will
Absolutely.
Be taken out. And so let me ask you about that. First of all, the government's stepping in, the United States government saying you're spying on our people, you're getting mass data collection and sending it back to the Communist Party. Is this a warning to the rest of the world? Don't bring your spyware by way of social media to our country, or we will force you to divest or to go dark. I mean, it's a pretty loud warning, isn't it?
It's a lot of things, and I think we've actually seen India kind of be one of the first players on this. India banned TikTok from their country in July for the same reasons. So, you know, I think we're just now kind of catching up to some of the things that we've seen come out of India and even parts of Europe. So really leading up to the coming election, kind of knowing, just we all know that the Communist Party is going to use information towards their benefit, right? And just kind of looking back at the last election, obviously Cambridge Analytica was able to use a lot of data towards, you know, kind of influencing a population of, quote, influenceables. So when you look at the CCP, knowing all the data they carry and that they kind of collect on the 100 million users that are on their platform just here in the United States,
right?
I think it's a really good play for us.
And so there's one thing that sticks out to me here, Adam, that caught my attention that kind of bothers me. I'm not going to kid you about this. And that is the president saying, well, the American government should get a cut of this deal. Now, I understand where he's coming from, and I understand his point of view as a businessman. But when governments start getting cut of the business deal that's going on, that's the fast track to being centrally planned in, well, Venezuela, is it not? I didn't like that comment at all. Your thought?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of ways to sort of spend different ways of financing a deal. And frankly, I think what we're going to see is he's going to try and create some sort of tax on the sale that goes towards the Treasury. My hope is that he finds a way to tax it on the seller side and not the buyer side. So ultimately, China's kind of paying us for, I guess you could point to a combination of things. You know, I think the way he expressed kind of how the U.S. government was going to make money on the sale probably just didn't really express the reality of how the deal would actually play out.
I got it. So if there's a sales tax, if you will. Now, that I can live with. I can, you know, sales tax is a more comfortable way for me to look at it. But the way he's cut on the deal, I'm like, wait a second. That's a bridge too far for me. I don't like the way that sounds.
But
let me ask you this. Adam Ruzeri here. And Adam, my question is this. Well, TikTok, I mean, TikTok's the hottest thing out there right now in a lot of ways. I mean, I see all the kids doing it. Like I said, my kid, you know, checks it out and laughs. I don't know. She's probably put up a couple of videos. But And she sends me video. Look at this, funny. It's, dog's doing whatever it is, right? It's fine. It's funny. It's just a little.
Look at that cat.
Yeah, it's a mental vacation for a moment. It really is. And it's not generally harmful. I don't see political stuff on there, although I'm sure there is, but I don't pay attention to that. I look at the fun stuff. But will TikTok remain what it is my question. Will it remain viable? Will it still be a fun stop?
You know, surprisingly enough, Microsoft didn't screw up LinkedIn. So, you know, so who knows, right? I do think, you know, in our crystal ball, I think it will stay viable for quite some time. But if I'm really looking into the future, you know, we just had the House Judiciary Committee hearings with the big tech CEOs last week. If I'm looking in the crystal ball, we're going to see Microsoft and antitrust hearings again probably in another decade or so, if they are able to compete with TikTok as a prime social media platform for their content.
Yeah, well, we saw those hearings, but in fairness, Adam Ruzzieri is the chief marketing officer with Agency Partner Interactive based in Dallas. But to be fair, it was theater. I mean, Chuck Schumer got $50,000 in donations from Facebook, and his daughter got a cushy job there. I don't think he's really going to tear him down. I think it was all theater. Am I right or wrong?
It's hard to trust anything that comes out of Schumer, to be honest. And frankly, I was just happy to see Jerry Nadler kind of quiet. you know, this is probably the first time I've actually seen the House Judiciary Committee in several years actually do their job.
It was bizarre, wasn't it? Yeah, it was striking, actually. They did ask questions.
It was like a dysfunctional family having a coherent family conversation at the dinner table. It was weird.
It was weird, and we got to watch it. That's a good observation, Adam. Greatly appreciate you being here. I've got to leave it right there. Adam Ruzzieri, Chief Marketing Officer, Agency Partner Interactive from Dallas. Thank you for being here this morning, Adam.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. 25 after on a Tuesday. We'll take a quick break here in the No Panic Zone. On the way this hour, Chairwoman Rhonda McDaniel of the RNC. Don't go anywhere.